Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy, customizable themes that let you build your brand, marketing tools that get your products out there, integrated shipping solutions that actually save you time. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go, Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/setup.
It's the cinematic event of the year. Critics say incredible, jaw-dropping, action-packed with savings.
You're talking about Thunderbolts?
No, Sergey, it's 2-for-1 cinema tickets from Compare the Market. A wonderful offer.
So?
That you can use to see Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts only in cinemas.
Woohoo! I'll get the popcorn.
Get 2-for-1 cinema tickets every Tuesday or Wednesday with Compare the Market. Simples!
When you take out a qualifying product for Compare the Market. One membership per year, participating cinemas, 2 standard tickets only, cheapest free. T's and C's apply.
This podcast is brought to you by...
How are you? Wow, this voice.
That was good.
Yeah.
This podcast is brought to you and powered by Sunday Cool. Watches.
You sound like Johnny Depp.
Oh, listen.
With all the owls.
The owls. That's a Horcruxes.
It was all the Horcruxes.
Oh, that's all the Horcruxes.
That would be so funny to
Johnny Depp
as Harry or as Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Especially Patronus.
You guys, do not skip this ad. Please listen to what I have to say and to what Andy has to say. Guess what? Our new JFK Avenge Me t-shirts are live on SundayCoolSwag.com. It's beautiful, they're super soft, and it's only $20. What are you waiting for? Yep, and it's a limited time run only.
They're going fast.
When I said that, it sounded weird coming out.
Limited time only, baby.
Limited time campaign.
They're gonna go fast.
They're gonna go fast, so get them now.
Sell like hotcakes.
SundayCoolSwag.com.
Go! Bah!
Andy, your energy seems a little down. I know the perfect thing to fix that. Whoop-a-doo, weepity-wop.
Are we recording the podcast?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Hey, let's go.
Don't touch me.
I'm so excited.
What up?
Hey, everybody. Hey, Harry.
Hey, Hermione.
Hey, Ron.
Ron. Dark Lord?
Yes. Welcome.
Can you guys guess in the comments what we are? The Beatles.
The Beatles.
I'm Ringo.
Oh,
my God.
We're here. Happy Halloween, everybody.
Happy Halloween.
Isn't this fun?
Isn't it crazy that it was 1 year ago since the ghost story?
Yeah. Yeah.
Seems longer than that, right?
It does seem longer than that.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, my back does hurt, though. I don't know what's up.
You got to tell them why.
Oh, that's why.
Yeah. That's why.
Me and Lily, our neighborhood boys, came over to our house, and they were playing in our backyard with Ada, and they wanted to race. And they're like, Josh, we want to race you. And so I raced them and I smoked them.
Ha! In your face. How old are they?
They're 7 and 10.
In your face.
Doesn't matter. Still smoked them. But then Lily wanted to race. And we literally, collectively, probably ran like 6 races, right?
Yeah, for sure.
And I smoked her every time.
Hey,
oh! Let's give it up for Josh! The boy who lived, the boy who sprinted.
Yep.
Dude, okay.
I won.
Say I'm fast.
Okay, no.
Lily is very fast.
You have to have a lightning mark.
I know, dude.
Just get a Sharpie or something.
I don't want a Sharpie.
It'll You're come clean. Off. It'll come off.
Okay, can you grab a Sharpie
you
over
You
there?
Have to do that.
Lil, watch your headphones. Your headphones.
Lily, can you do that? Can you mark them up?
Yes.
Why can't you do it?
She might have a better angle. I could do it. I could easily do it.
Why don't you
I got a Sharpie. My bad. There's one right here next to the couch. It's his couch.
Don't do obnoxious.
Why don't you want me to do it?
Is it down, down, down?
Think a lightning bolt.
Zing, zing, zing. No, lightning bolts are a little...
It's like an S for Satan.
Oh, my gosh.
Is that it?
That looks great.
Nice.
Ah, there he is. Oh, I'm coming for you.
He's in my head. He's in my head.
Voldemort's back.
He's back.
And I'm back, baby.
Oh, I don't know. Lord Voldemort. Remember that?
Yeah.
Remember that one time in that movie?
Now give me that stone in that pocket.
Would you like a song?
Yes.
All right. So we can probably come up with something.
I think we could probably conjure up some type of magical.
Andrew, what electric guitar?
What is that?
What are you thinking?
You can't actually play an electric guitar, can you?
I don't know. Let's...
I mean, prove it. Prove you can.
Whoa.
I mean, I can do that. It's not a big deal.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, boy.
Oh, I'm enjoying it, boy.
Expecto Patronum.
1, 2, 3, 4. Expecto Patronum.
So, yeah, well, I guess we'll do a little rock and roll.
I'm down for that.
All right. Well.
I'm in.
Woo.
All right, guys. Here we go.
Welcome to the show. This is Ninjas of Butterflies. Before you start, we know you're for a big surprise.
Aliens speak to me. I hear them so clearly. They open their mouths. They say something to me. Run so deep, they linger in the air. The secrets that you keep, we'll expose it if we dare.
It was 1963, the year that this took place. It would happen out there on the grassy knoll.
Wasn't pretty, but it was beautiful. It was magical. Fun melody, right?
So funny. Scary. And unnerving to see Voldemort sing rock and roll.
That was kind of scary. I am sweating.
So sweating? Hot. Are you hot in that? I feel pretty good, except for this area. But then down here, I feel pretty good.
Not
I
got here, a lot of. Here, right here.
I'm sweating.
Welcome.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to Happy Halloween, everybody.
Rock and roll.
A Red Bull.
Oh, Red Bull.
At 2 p.m.
Energy, baby.
I got it. It's from this morning. I haven't finished it.
Oh,
dang.
I'm proud of that.
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was happy.
Guys,
with that.
I thought it was amazing.
It's okay. We only practiced it for like 5 hours.
Yeah.
Just kidding. We didn't. Maybe like an hour collectively.
Probably 15 tops.
Hours?
15 hours, probably tops.
Probably. But everyone be quiet, please. Because I have a question. This question has come in from a viewer.
Today's question, sent in by a viewer, is Harry Potter overrated?
What? I would say yes.
That's Voldemort's voice.
I would say yes.
I would say, what do you say?
It's perfectly rated.
Andrew?
I don't know.
I think it's a little nerdy.
Hey.
I don't know. I wouldn't watch it ever.
Yeah, you wouldn't watch it?
Psych. Harry Potter's not overrated.
It's perfectly rated.
Just a smidge.
I don't know where to go from here.
But you hear it first. It's both underrated and overrated. Welcome to the show.
Did I say ninja? I meant
butterfly.
The butterfly is no doubt one of God's most
Just empty your mind.
You learn martial arts. Hot ninja, not
bad. Dumb question.
We didn't discuss that we were going to trap her.
No, we didn't. Been too focused on this and that and this.
And all this. Hey, but we look. It looks great. Yeah, it looks great. We need some bubbly.
It's spooky.
Yeah.
Spooky,
spooky. Add in some.
Bro, that's pretty brutal to pick up. We probably need some more water,
dude. I don't know.
This is cool.
Yeah.
We got some bubbly.
Happy Halloween, everyone.
Ooh. We've already had a laptop fall and a camera fall in the past 30 minutes.
Yep.
Ghost.
It's probably God showing us that Harry Potter is, in fact, evil, and we shouldn't watch it.
You think?
I don't know. But I do want to say this before we get started. We had a lot of comments on our last podcast about us drinking Liquid Death.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And we're like, okay, can everyone chill out. All right. Like, oh, it's made by witches and there's demons in the cans. And they're like, what the? What are you saying?
Yeah. But you sound like my whatever.
Mike. Gammy probably has sent me an article about Liquid Death at some point.
Yeah.
But I did look up on YouTube. I just typed in Liquid Death witch. And they did put out a video where they had a real witch, apparently.
Spooky.
Saying that she's
certified.
She's putting demons inside of the cans, which it was a joke.
Yeah, it's a little too
But funny. if it's a joke, then why do you hire a real person?
Yeah, they like hired a real
was it like
witch.
An
just
actor.
Have your marketing yeah. agent.
Yeah.
Yeah, just hire hire a beat like a C-list actor to say, "Yeah, this is I'm a witch now."
Yeah. So, sorry, we did not know about Liquid Death being made or spoken curses over it and putting demons in it.
And thank you for telling us.
Thank you for telling us. And we probably won't be drinking it ever again.
Is this our first apology video?
Yes.
Oh, man. Should I cry?
Guys, but it's not our fault.
Listen.
It wasn't my fault.
Listen, I'm going to apologize, but I'm not going to take any responsibility.
That's how it goes, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, so Liquid Death.
No more on the show. Sorry, Liquid Death. Just a little weird for
Obliviate.
Us.
Obliviate.
Hey, but can somebody that's a Christian put out a really good seltzer brand?
Yeah, we wanted to make our own called the Living Water. Or was it? No, Liquid Life.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's not very creative, but we can think of something. We workshop something better.
It's Liquid Death, Liquid Life.
I know, but it's just a little too easy. It's just the opposite. Just did the opposite. You kept half of theirs.
It would be
easier.
It would be easy to market because you would be a direct competitor with Liquid Death.
Yeah,
it's really hard for me to say liquid today.
Well, you sound like liquid. Slughorn when he says liquid luck.
liquid luck.
Harry,
choose wisely, Harry.
What's your favorite curse from Harry Potter?
Hey, we're not speaking curses on this show.
Oh, yeah?
But what is yours?
Like it's because they've picked the funniest names. For yeah. everything.
I don't know. I like the...
What's the ones you remember?
Oculus Reparo.
That's what I remember.
I'll need to remember that one.
His voice is so right.
Oh. What you doing?
I don't know. I'm messing with my hair.
She's like, I don't know what...
Josh, you really like that hair, right? You really like that hair on the link?
Josh
really
told me, cool. He said, I'm really glad you don't have that haircut. That's what he said before we started filming.
All those little
out of your mouth.
Yeah. And I stand by it.
All those little girls with Hermione haircuts at home?
No.
Mm. How dare you?
Stop. What are you doing?
Wow.
Listen,
that
you have
like
two daughters.
When you laughed like that.
Scary. Stop, Andy.
But speaking of your favorite... Speaking of your favorite spells in Hermione hair, have you heard of the Russian scientist who injected himself with a 3.5 million year old bacteria?
No.
Nightmare?
For fun? On a dare? For science?
For science.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah.
What happened to
him? I would do that for a dare, though.
So.
It'd be
great for the pod, Andy. Come on.
So this, how old was the virus?
He says 3.5 million, but here's how it goes. So this Russian scientist named Dr. Anatoly Brauchfak, I don't know how to say his name, Brauchkov.
Yeah.
Brauchkov.
Yeah.
He was in the tundra. Are you guys laughing because I tried to pronounce it and it sounded like something else?
Yeah. I didn't laugh. I wasn't laughing at all. I was listening. What are you talking about?
Get out of here, guys.
I didn't hear a thing.
I'm never on camera. I can make whatever faces.
Anyways, he was there digging in the permafrost in the tundra.
Yeah.
Yes.
And in Siberia. And they discovered this bacteria that was so far down in the permafrost, it like went past like the woolly mammoths that they're finding. And so he's like, this has to be 3.5 million years old, which I'm like, that's a really random number to come up with, but whatever.
But it's gotta be.
But guess what? This bacteria was still living.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Spray some it was still Lysol
alive?
On it.
The bacteria was still alive.
So it thrives in the cold. It can't be killed.
It's and so they ran a bunch of tests, and they're calling it right now the Bacillus F bacteria.
Okay.
Not a very catchy name.
Also
right?
Sounds like a Harry Potter thing.
Bacillus. Yeah.
It's a basilisk.
Very bubbly. But yeah, so where am I? There's just so much happening right now. It's like I'm just
overstimulated.
Yeah.
I'm avoiding looking at Andy.
But they tested this bacteria on mice, on plants, and the mice and plants lived way longer, and it said that the mice could even reproduce into very old ages. And the crops thrive, like they didn't die as fast when it was cold outside. And so
all being infected by this virus.
No, it was a bacteria.
The bacteria, I mean.
Yeah,
sorry,
so they're
sorry,
they're
yeah.
testing it on certain
things. The
bacteria,
yeah.
Did it just pop?
I think so.
Was that? I don't know.
Dude, too much happening.
Spooky stuff is happening in this office
today. Too much happening. But they're calling it the elixir of life. They're saying that this thing could contribute to people, animals, and plants all living longer than they should.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
In fact, there's a town pretty close to where they found this bacteria, and the people of this town in Siberia live like way longer than
cool,
all the other
cool.
people in the regions.
Wow.
Cool.
And so he was basically like, well, I want to try it on myself.
Uh-oh.
And so it was, he did it in 2009, I believe. He injected himself with it.
He's still alive?
Still alive.
How old is he?
I don't know. Where did it say? No, I didn't write that down.
Wow.
But he said, he's like, we're just going to try it. He's like, because he literally says, we don't really know how aspirin works. So like, let's just try this.
How aspirin works?
Yeah.
What do you mean you don't know how aspirin works?
Right? He's a doctor.
How does aspirin work? You hurt all over your body. You, like your foot hurts. You take a pill and your foot doesn't hurt. How does it know where to go?
I don't understand. Is that the reasoning?
I'm just saying that's what he said.
I'm going to inject myself with this million-year-old bacteria because I also don't know how aspirin works?
He was just joking around.
Because plants live longer. Because the plants he had live longer.
He said, quote, I was just curious.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, if you're a scientist and if you're willing to die for your research, then that's a good way to go.
So he did that in 2009, I believe.
Okay.
And then he was interviewed again in 2015, and he said he hadn't had a cold or flu in 2 years since injecting himself. So I guess he found it in 2009.
Okay.
And so 2013 injected it. but he also said he's having higher levels of energy. He is doesn't need to sleep as much and still have a lot of energy. But he also said it could just be placebo.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? So I was like, I don't know.
It's gazebo.
Oh, it could just be gazebo. I don't know.
I don't know. How does a bacteria exist like that? Like, how does that come to be?
I don't know. But it got me thinking, like in the Bible times, how they lived like to like 900.
Yeah.
Like Methuselah. Lived to like what, like 960 something?
Yeah, I thought it was like 990 something.
Something like that.
Yeah.
But
nuts.
You wonder if like that is like a?
Could you imagine
bacteria from like the first days of creation? That's what made people live so long.
You taking that bacteria if that's the case?
No.
Do you live longer or is it just slowed?
I think, I think it just helps with your all-around health to make you live longer.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know. I would take it. Maybe it could help me not pee so much.
I would do it in a little shaker rattler bottle, but I would just be really obnoxious about it the whole time.
Yeah.
Living forever. Immortality.
Immortality.
So I thought that was crazy.
That is wild.
Bacteria.
But speaking of woolly mammoths, you know we're going to have woolly mammoths next year, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That quick?
Next year. It's going to be wild.
It's nuts.
And it's not going to be like a species that is literally woolly mammoth. It's going to be wild.
It's insane. That bubbling is nuts.
I can hear that.
Can you hear me? Because you can't even see it at this point. It just keeps dying
down. Put it on the table.
It's okay. There's just a bunch of electrical outlets behind it.
Andy, you're taking... Andy!
Oh, whoa, 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 whoa.
So hold for everyone who's listening, we have a bowl of dry ice we're trying to move, and there's so much stuff tied to it, Halloween decorations.
What's...
A lava lamp almost fell over into the dry ice bowl.
What's bubbling about it?
It's bubbling.
It's champagne.
I guess I'll just...
No, it's dry ice and water. That's all it does.
Yeah, I guess
it bubbles like
it.
That?
Yeah.
Naturally?
Yeah.
Naturally.
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 Yes, naturally. Ah, yes, naturally.
Ding, bang, bang.
This looks so funny.
He drips.
I feel like it's irresponsible, and as a scientist, you should not be allowed to just willy-nilly inject yourself with stuff, because what if you start the zombie apocalypse?
Yeah. But if he's not going to do it, someone else will.
Yeah.
It's going to be some teenager, some rugrat in Switzerland or something. Yeah. You know?
Think about the first person to take aspirin. They didn't know how it worked.
Does he mean that we don't know the long-term effects of aspirin because maybe it was introduced like...
I don't know. I'm just reading what he said.
It's unnerving to me.
He made a joke, and he's not a comedian, and it just didn't land. It's like, I don't even know how aspirin works.
Yeah.
And everybody's like...
And then no one laughs.
What? What do you mean?
I've been going to you for 30 years.
What do you mean? You put me on aspirin.
Sir, we funded your research for the past 10 years. We've given you millions of dollars. You don't know how aspirin works?
Nope.
I do want to point out something that was happening the other night when our friends the Tanners came over.
Uh-huh.
There was four kids there, right? Our two daughters and then their two kids. And I look over at Jane, and we had pizza that night, and we just gave Jane a full slice of pizza. She's eating it from the crust to the tip. I'm like...
Backwards.
I'm like, what a weirdo.
Yeah.
And then I look over at the Tanner's youngest kid doing the same thing.
No way. Who did it first?
Listen, they didn't even see each other. Then we go inside. Ada and Koa are doing the exact same thing. I'm what's happening?
What?
Is this like part of the evolutionary process?
They have a new batch. Did you not hear that? They started in 2020. They have like every kid that's going to be afterwards. There's some glitches they have to work out.
Oh,
they give a shot in the hospital.
Later, we gave her a piece too, like that evening, and she did the same thing again.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Do you have stuffed crust?
No.
No.
Whoa. See, then there's no reason to do that.
That's what I'm saying.
That's crazy.
It kind of. So everyone, all the parents watching this, give your kids a slice of pizza, little kids. With no direction and see how they eat it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
wild.
We're talking like
three and under.
Yeah.
That is so funny.
This is a case study.
Yeah, for real. I'm going to inject myself with pizza just for this experiment.
Yeah. So Halloween, right?
Yeah.
Crazy. Spooky.
Ooh,
spooky.
We probably talked about it before. I'm scared. But. I was never able to do like trick or treating and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I just wasn't allowed.
When was the first time? I think we asked you this last time, but
first time I went trick or treating?
Yeah. High school?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe it was middle school. Maybe middle school.
Yeah.
Either way, it's like you're kind of like at the end of it. And you're like,
yeah, you're like, should I just let this go?
Yeah.
Give it one try.
I was stoked. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so fun.
What were you for the first time?
A hobo?
Yeah, that's right. We literally, on the last Halloween episode, we talked about this.
Do you remember the last time that you went trick-or-treating, like how you felt, just kind of like, this is questionable. I'm
too old?
Yeah.
I think I quit pretty
early. It was the first time
on.
I did it.
18 years old. Yeah, I really just turned in my college application. I should be done with this.
Just like pull up to their driveway in your car and like get out, trick-or-treat.
you still in job uniform?
Dude, I'm sweating so much.
Bad. Is it really that hot for you guys?
Yeah. I'm not hot. Don't take it off.
I'm not taking it off. I'm just
no.
Airing it out.
Harry, no!
Where'd you get that shirt?
On our rack.
Oh.
It's one of our multiple dress shirts that we've bought.
Yeah.
Whose shirt was this?
Either mine or Andy's.
Because I barely fit in it.
Well, we both used to be skinnier than we are now.
I'm like Lord Volda, more food, please.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
I try to think of a fat joke for Voldemort. I don't know.
Lord Volda. Lord Fatimore.
The dark lord.
The dark lard.
Dark lard.
That's it right there.
I present to you the dark lard.
I am the dark lord. Give me that donut.
I remember that when I posted that picture of me when I dressed up as Heisenberg. I posted it on Reddit, and the top comment was Heisenberger.
Oh, but yeah, speaking of burgers, did you know? Actually, no, I want to save this one.
What?
I want to save it for after the ad.
Oh, okay, got it.
But speaking of burgers.
Speaking of burgers.
Did you ever hear of that psychic who predicted Russia building a submarine?
What do you mean?
This happened on the... Is it the Sean Ryan show? Is that what I said before?
I don't know. You know I love that show, though.
Sean Ryan?
Yeah, I think so.
He's like ex-military.
Yes.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's what
like
it is.
This.
Yeah. He had a guy on, and he was telling this story to where I've seen, there's a documentary out there. I think it's actually on Netflix or it's all on YouTube. I forget. But for a while, the CIA, they literally had psychics on staff. It was super weird.
What?
Yeah.
And when was this?
The submarine thing?
Yeah. When did this happen?
No. When did they have psychics?
The psychics.
Recently.
Really?
I mean, like in the our not our lifetime, but like, probably 50 years ago, maybe.
Okay. Yeah.
But this guy is a current guy.
Uh huh.
And so what happened was, the U.S. intelligence, they collected this satellite footage of this really strange giant building that they were building in this remote part of Russia. And they brought it to this guy and they said, or before that, they're like, how did it go? They like gave him the coordinates. Like, can you like get anything from that?
Yeah.
And he's like, I see that they're like building something big.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, okay. And they gave him the picture. Like, that's what they're building. Do you know what it's for? And like, he did his whole little weird thing, you know, and was like, they're building a submarine in it. And they're like, okay. They're like, can you describe it? And he said, it will be the biggest submarine ever created.
Oh my gosh.
And they're like, and he described every little part of it.
There's no way that this dude knew.
They didn't know. Like,
that's crazy.
There's no way he could have known because it was so
top secret.
Like, whatever.
Confidential.
And so they wrote out the full report and they gave it to like the defense secretary, whatever. And the guy's like, a psychic wrote this stuff down? And he's like, yeah. And he's like, and he wrote up at the top, what'd he say? He's like, crazy talk or something like, mm-hmm. or you're a lunatic. And like gave it back to him. And then he's like, well, especially because if it's a submarine, they're not anywhere near an ocean or a river or anything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But then it came out, they did new satellite photos, they dug a new river, and it was, in fact, a new submarine that Russia had made. They said it was 2 football fields long.
Oh, my gosh.
The biggest submarine ever created.
That's nuts.
And the guy wrote back. He's like, who's the lunatic now? And like, gave it back to him.
Oh, wow, dude.
And that just, I'm just like, what?
Yeah. I don't get that, man. I don't get that. Because I've seen that all the time. You see people that claim to be psychics. Have you ever seen that news reporter that sits down with one of the psychics and stuff?
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, hey, you know, what's this, you know, who's this picture of this, you know, this young girl? And she was like gone. Missing or something like that. She's like, she's missing. She's gone. She's stuck. She's dead or whatever like that. And it's like, that was me as a kid. I'm talking to you right now. I'm a full grown woman. And so it's like, I can't trust psychics, but like, that's such a,
but the fact that it was top secret government, the CIA used to have psychics working for him.
Yeah.
And it's the odds that they build a river and everything like that. Like, so it's not, that's
We know from the Bible that psychics are real, but that.
Yeah, I just wonder.
They're warned against.
Yeah.
Type that black magic kind of stuff.
They do that with a lot with the, they talk about with the, was it the Nantucket Project?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nantucket
Project.
Mm-hmm.
Nan.
No, I think it's Man.
No, it's Nantucket.
No, Nantucket's a place.
Right.
Montauk.
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 So you both were wrong.
You were right also either. Wrong.
I was close.
You made up a word.
No.
No.
Mantucket. Montauk.
Montauk.
Yeah, you made up a word.
You literally.
You said Mantucket. We just corrected you.
Well, you're saying, no, it's Nantucket.
So you were also wrong.
Yeah, but you guys were equally as wrong.
Wrongo. You started the conversation.
Take it back. Expelliarmus.
Wait, let's try that.
Full of the Kit Kat.
Expelliarmus. It's not almond joy.
Hold up your wand.
Expelliarmus.
It's supposed to fly.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, my bad. Do it again. I forgot.
Expelliarmus.
Nice. Mantuck. Mantuck?
Montauk.
Montauk.
Mantuck?
Forget it. Golly. But supposedly they used to have like kids that like they would like recruit kids that were like had like psychic abilities, but like would basically like stretch their brain so far with these like experiments that a lot of these kids just ended up dead. Or they grew up just in like the crazy homes.
This happened in America?
Yeah, it was a lot of Stranger Things is based on the report of one of the kids who says, I think he says he was hypnotized and that's how he forgot everything. And then stuff came back to him and he wrote it all down.
Dude, that's probably part of MK Ultra too. In probably a way. There's got to be some type of
similar stuff. Like overlap, definitely.
Yeah. Golly, that's scary, dude.
Yeah.
That's so messed up.
Makes me sad about kids.
But did they get superpowers?
The kids?
Yeah. Probably.
None of them?
Yeah, they did.
That's where Wolverine was born.
Where he was born?
Wolverine.
In Mantucket.
Yeah, in Mantucket.
Oh, yep. So there's my submarine story.
Yeah, you also said Mantuck.
Listen. Second time. Listen. Enough. Enough.
Enough, please. I'm bleeding out here.
It's like it's starting to become like a habit now.
Yeah.
To everyone, let's pick on Josh.
Oh, stop it. Don't even.
What?
Play the victim, be the victim.
Listen.
Yeah, exactly. What he said.
I don't want to do this show anymore.
So what are you gonna
Good
do
point,
now?
Ron. You want to quit?
My
you
brother.
Quit?
Yeah.
Let's quit right now. What do you have to say?
Evaporate.
Oh, is that a thing?
Transformo. Oh, no.
Andy.
I didn't mean to say that. No, we're good.
Get a quick pause and real quick.
I don't think I ever want to create my own wand curses anymore. No more for me. No more spells.
Oh.
This gets me in trouble. Oh, man.
Oh.
Good times.
Yeah, good times, right? The metric system. I want to talk about this real quick.
Okay.
Our last episode? No, two episodes ago.
Yeah.
We talking about Celsius and Fahrenheit and stuff. And
is that the metric system?
Celsius.
Is it separate?
Yeah.
Than the metric system?
No.
Centimeter, centigrade.
Celsius is part of the metric system.
Proceed.
It's all form. All form.
That got me.
But yeah, so I thought the conversation was hilarious. And so you chopped up the reel we post on social. Bro, the amount of people that are like, you guys are idiots, which we said they were probably going to say that.
Yeah.
But
it still hurts.
I'm just like, not that it hurts.
No, I don't
care.
It's
just like, we weren't taught it. We were never taught it.
Yeah.
And I said, what was one of my, I wanted to say like, one guy's like, oh, this is like, what do you say? Like, you guys are idiots. Like, I like your show, but this is making me question whether to watch it. I said, listen, were you taught Chinese in school? Mandarin?
No.
Can you speak it? No. Well, we weren't taught the metric system.
I was taught Spanish for 2 years.
Yeah.
And I still don't know Spanish.
Yeah. One guy said, I thought it was in Spanish. He said, and I translated it, which it translated in Spanish, which this is, now I'm questioning things.
Yeah.
but it basically said the U.S. education system for you. And I responded in Spanish, and I said, they didn't teach us the metric system, but they taught us Spanish. And then he responded with, in Portuguese. So I think he's trying to throw me off.
Yeah. Yeah, so many people were like, it's common sense. And it's like, there's nothing common sense about being taught something.
Yeah.
It's not an intelligence thing. No. It's a knowledge thing.
No, the difference between Fahrenheit and Celsius is not a common thing that is taught.
But
at
even
all.
Someone from Canada was like, I hate watching American TV because all the stuff's in Fahrenheit and I don't understand it.
Yeah.
I'm like, boom, boom. Yes.
Yeah.
But also, like, really? That's what's going to hold you up from watching our TV. You have to know the exact temperature in which the characters are existing in.
I just can't serious? Do it. If I'm not, climately involved, I just can't get into the show.
But then one person said, it's just logical. It makes more logic to use Celsius over Fahrenheit. I said, says the non-American. And he laughed. He said, yeah, I'm actually from Holland.
Like, true that, dude.
Gotcha. Checkmate. But also, yeah. It's like, yeah.
It's logic for us.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
When you say it's 50 degrees out, you know what it's going to feel like.
It's not our fault. We live in this bubble.
Yeah.
You're all this Fahrenheit bubble.
So it doesn't make us dumb.
No.
No, we're still dumb. Hey. But not because of that.
But we are one of three countries. Us, I think Liberia, right? Mm-hmm. And then what was the other one? Nantucket.
No, there's more than three countries. There's more than
stop.
Three countries.
Myanmar.
Mm-hmm.
Fun.
Who?
Myanmar. It's a country by India.
My Uncle Mar.
But yeah. So.
Yeah. But then it's also funny. We need to comment on the fact that there were so many different explanations. People were like, you guys are so dumb.
Oh, yeah.
It's
people were.
This. And then there was like, nothing
math equations.
Yeah, everything was off. So it's like, we're all in the same boat. We're all, you guys feel like we're on the wrong side, but we're all in the same boat.
Someone said the easiest way they like did 1 degree Celsius. Like going up a degree Celsius is equivalent to, they said like 3.3 or something like that, degrees Fahrenheit. I said, thank you. That's the first straight answer I've had.
Yeah.
And then someone commented, was like, that's actually wrong. It's this. And I said, you could have told me that 1 degree Celsius equals pizza. And I would have said,
yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
Because I don't know.
And hey, guess what? What's more important? We don't care.
Yes. If it's cold, it's cold. If it's hot, it's hot.
We don't care.
Hey, this is America, baby.
Hey. I talk how I want.
Hey, man, if you stick your finger in a pool and you go, burr, it's cold. I don't care about no Fahrenheit Celsius.
You go outside, you get skin cancer, it's too hot.
Too hot. That's one way to say it. Almost just say sunburnt.
Oh, yeah, that too. I was just thinking long term.
Right.
Who are these characters we're doing?
I don't know.
It's a funny seeing Voldemort doing the southern accent.
Yeah, it is kind of funny.
All right, that's cool.
I expecto patronum.
I expecto patronum, dude. All right, man. Harry Potter, the boy who lived, come to die. All right, let's go, man.
How dare you stay there where he stood?
All right.
He was our friend, man.
He was our friend!
You got to do it in the country accent.
Oh, I can't.
Try it.
Can.
No, I won't.
You have to.
I wish I didn't.
It's Halloween.
I won't.
Shania Twain, here we go.
She's actually from Canada.
Oh, she is. I forgot about that.
Celsius.
Ugh, Celsius.
Yeah.
Ruined it for me.
Guess I have to stop listening to her stuff now.
She was just getting popular.
Some would say the metric system put her on the map.
A lot of people have actually said that.
Yeah. But speaking of Shania Twain.
Really?
We got it! Don't go anywhere!
Ooh. What's happening? I'm scared.
Well, you shouldn't be because we have the coolest new shirt in all of history.
What?
We have our new JFK Avenge Me t-shirt now available on SundayCoolSwag.com.
Go get it. Listen, it's only $15.
$20.
It's only $20? That's incredible. I can't believe that. Guys, go to SundayCoolSwag.com and go get your brand new Avenge Me t-shirt.
That's right. Go get it now. SundayCoolSwag.com.
That's an easy cut.
I think we should leave it. That was funny.
That is funny, though.
For I have sworn before you,
I will avenge you.
That's good.
Yeah, he's like,
so loosely, it's the most powerful one in the world. He's
just barely holding on by a thread.
Look at Lovely!
It's really good.
So fun. I'm trying to figure out where would be the funniest place just to walk in. He said if I took the bike home, I'm just zooming on the bike.
Please.
Oh, so wasn't that ad fun?
It was fun. I had a good time with it.
Yep. Do you guys got any spooky stories?
I have a lot of fun stuff.
I got some stuff.
You need to talk about the difference between Harry Potter characters and their technology.
But before we get into spooky stories.
Question corners with Lily.
Where the questions are fresh on her mind.
Okay. This is a different question because Josh came up with it, actually. But it's so genius. So kudos to Josh.
Thank you.
In Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince and in 7 Part 1 and 7 Part 2. We see the introduction, not really because it happens also earlier in the series, but of Horcruxes, which are the objects that keep Voldemort alive even when he has been slain. His body, a part of his soul, lives on in these objects because he commits a heinous act. Mm. We see it in examples of Tom Riddle's diary.
Yes.
We see the cup that was in Bellatrix's safe,
the
locket, the ring. The snake and Voldemort Harry himself.
Spoiler alert.
There's another thing, isn't there?
We always forget the other thing.
Is it
the crown? Did you do that?
Nope. The diadem.
The diadem. Duh.
The diadem.
Duh, it's the diadem.
Duh, it's the diadem. Don't be.
If you had the same strategy as Voldemort and wanted to live forever and had to create 3 Horcruxes, what objects in your life are you using to make them?
Mm.
Can you give me, like, what's the advantages of, like, what's the...
It's part of your
what's
soul.
What's the strategy? I know, but what's the strategy to this then? So it's something that no one would ever think to
destroy. It's like a memory that you have attached to an object that no one else would recognize that that's part of you.
Something small, something valuable, easy to conceal. That's the strategy.
Something hard to find, too.
Yeah.
Something no one would think Andy has this.
An ant.
Andy's a Cobb salad in Vermont.
Okay.
A Cobb salad in Vermont is my first Horcrux.
Just like sitting.
Yeah, just in like a freeze-dried one.
Oh, you're not going to do all 3?
So it lasts forever. No, I think I got to think real quick.
I would do, honestly, this hatchet would be one of them.
Because it's precious to you.
I like it.
I like an axe.
Yeah. I don't know.
What's good. Another one?
Another one would be our old man sailor painting in our
That's
room.
Really big, but yeah.
A thread of it.
That'd be bigger than a thread of it.
Oh my goodness. I don't know. You go.
I think my engagement ring... I think...
Seems pretty obvious.
The first Bible you ever gave me.
Sounds weird.
Does it?
Yeah, because then someone has to destroy it.
Yeah, true. You need
to also...
But they're not going to because they wouldn't, so that's a good strategy.
Oh, and then I would pick my iPod Nano.
Nice.
You still have it?
Yep.
Whoa.
That's actually really cool.
That's a good one. Andrew, you go. I'm interested.
Yeah, it'd be the first electric guitar my parents got me, which is kind of big, but definitely some attachment to that thing.
Okay.
That's one. I'd probably do Paige's wedding ring.
Yeah. Because it doesn't have to be yours.
Nope. It's actually better that it's elsewhere.
This opens up a whole room of possibilities.
I would do Ada's Spider-Man toy.
That's mean. She loves that toy.
Listen.
Well, I'm just saying.
Everyone I'm picking.
I'm sorry.
Golly.
Hey, whoa.
Also, did you guys notice that these are chopsticks?
These are really big chopsticks.
Andrew said they're cooking chopsticks.
Wow. Josh, you should do the dreadlock.
Oh, yes.
Oh, your dreadlock.
You have a whole little box of weird treasures.
That's true. I forgot about that. Those are like my Horcruxes.
You had a box full of Horcruxes at home?
It was like, I think the first dread I ever had.
Yeah.
It's like yay long, about like that thick. And I just have it in a box.
It used to be hanging on the dryer in our old building, the dryer in operations.
Okay.
And
people were so...
It was gross. It was gross. And it was before Josh and I started dating or like even talked to each other, I think. And I'm standing next to the dryer. I'm leaning up on it like this. And I feel a little wisp.
No.
On my cheek. It's his dreadlock. Yuck.
That's amazing. That's so funny. Have we talked about the girl that put her hair in your mouth at the conference?
And her friends are like.
Yeah. So we were at this conference.
Orange conference.
Yeah. And I would dress up as the Cool Carl character,
mm-hmm.
and people would take pictures with me. And this lady comes up, and I'm turned around because I would just try to do like funny pictures and stuff. And while I'm turned around, she picks up a piece of my hair and then puts it in her mouth. I guess. And then everyone's like, oh, that's weird.
And you didn't know the whole time, right?
And then afterwards, like when I turned around, everyone's like this, like, And I'm like, what? They show me the picture. I'm like, why do I feel weird?
And Lily, you were dating him at the time, and so you were also there, and so that's awkward.
Awkward and gross.
I don't like that.
There were so many times when we were just dating, and we would go to conferences, and girls would be standing in line, like to go meet you or like go get a shirt or something, and they'd be like, "Oh my gosh, she's so cute," and I'm like, "Standing right here."
Yep.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm saying that with your mind.
I'm right here.
And no one cares.
Back off!
Am I invisible?
I guess I'm invisible.
Shut up.
Oh, shucks.
What was your third one?
I don't know.
Come on, anything.
Yeah, it's got to be something cooking related. Do you have a favorite knife?
I do. Yeah, there we go. That'll work. First, like, professional level chef's knife I bought.
Did Josh ever show you that men over 30 will have one identity or have one of these identities?
One of these seven hobbies.
And one of them was like barbecuing, but with my Japanese steak knife set. The other one was like hot sauce.
Hot sauce. All right,
I'm two for two.
World War Two.
No, it was. Let me just read them real quick. Keep talking.
Yeah. All right. I think I have a. I'm trying to think of something significant, but you would never know by looking at it. And I have this thing at home that when I asked Kelsey out for the very first time, we went to my truck that I always went and picked her up, and we carved in our like the date 8/9/10, and it was on the little plate where you rolled up the window, mm-hmm. and so we have that little handle still.
That's cool.
Where we carved it in, so like that, just a little tiny little truck window handle. People should have no idea.
Yeah, that's a good one. So like you that's
just
a really good
one. Yeah, it's junk at that point.
Yeah, I need to rethink my mine are not very good.
You have a love letter from your friend Ethan that is written on paper that he made himself.
It wasn't a love letter. It was just a letter.
You guys love each other. So what?
What in the world?
Yeah. It's not weird. You guys love each other.
You don't say a love letter when your bro writes a letter to you.
No, it's a love letter, dude. That's...
What is happening?
You guys love each other. It's
yeah,
not
we
weird.
Love each other, but it's not a love letter. It's just a letter.
I mean, do you love him?
Yes, I just said I love him, but it's not a love letter.
You wrote him a letter?
It's okay. It's okay, dude.
He literally made the paper himself. Like, that's a love letter.
That's an act of love.
No, everyone shut up. We used to make paper when we lived in Michigan, just for fun.
Yeah.
And we were, like, just these, like, weird old hipsters just making paper. And so he used some of that paper.
To send it to you. That's literally a love letter.
It does
kind of
sound like a love letter.
You guys made something together, and he sent it to you with words of love to on it.
I was waiting for, like, how it wasn't going to be.
All right. It was a love letter. That's
now I'm not sure how I feel.
This is weird. No, just kidding. Ethan's, he's the best.
He's the best. So funny. He has a daughter that's 8 his age, and she's so cute. Juniper. Yeah,
a little younger.
Yeah.
But all right, the seven hobbies for men over their 30s. Becoming obsessed with hot sauce.
Check.
Smoking meat and cutting it with your Japanese knife set.
Mine's Filipino, but check.
Collecting whiskey, it says. Running half marathon and from all of your problems. Lawn care.
That's Josh.
Definitely me. Golf with the boys. No.
The boys.
Cycling or mountain biking.
It's not you, but I. But Josh, you're. It's like this. You're a donkey on the edge. Like
a
you
donkey.
Are,
you're
about, I'm a donkey on the edge.
Trick.
I'm a donkey on the edge.
You're 2 seconds away from becoming a cyclist.
And then bonus is indoor rock climbing.
Oh yeah, indoor rock climbing.
Yeah,
lame.
Like bouldering.
Come on, guys, do some spelunking or something. That's the real sport.
Spelunking.
Spelunking isn't that like cave diving? Like that's like the cave. Yeah. You actually like get the windsuits on or whatever. And
scary. Yeah. So you said Cobb salad.
A Cobb salad and what did I say?
Door
Vermont?
Handle.
That's frozen, and then a door handle. And I'll do.
Spatula.
I'll do one of my kids' toys. Like oh no, you did that. I want to do that.
I don't have to do it.
Which kids? I'm gonna do. Let's think. What's a good kitchen utensil that I could put out there?
I'll take away my kid's toy, and then replace it with that wooden butter knife I made.
Nice, that's missing right now.
Yeah,
I'll do my garlic. I have a stainless steel garlic mincer that I absolutely love.
Yeah,
I'll do that.
I'm switching up. I'm not doing the knife. I have the dog collar from my first dog that I bought. Aww. That's what I do.
Ooh, I do have Dora's tag.
Yep.
My old dead dog.
Do you think a basilisk fang could fit into that? Destroy it?
Yeah. I'm trying. So these are like things that have to be destroyed? I'm trying to understand.
No. Only if someone wants you dead.
Yeah. So you have to be able to hide
no.
them.
No.
Because you guys only are like, oh, you can't, die. Can't do that. It'd be like, it'd be torn up. I'm like, it doesn't have to be found.
That's a... I don't want to do it anymore.
Gets really invested in it. Just starts crying.
You guys have no idea. Every single question that gets asked, my brain goes into hyperdrive thinking of like the most literal way to answer the question.
Why wouldn't you fly out to the middle of the ocean and drop it in the middle of the ocean?
Yeah.
Because he probably has to be able to access it.
That's the thing. There's got to be a way. There's got to be some parameters on
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because in that case, you would just, yeah, you would
just
do.
Throw them all in the ocean.
The space, dude. Just float it to space. Just fly it literally to space.
Wingardium Leviosa.
Good question, though.
Yeah, good question.
You named all your three, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I forget them already, though.
Yeah.
Very good.
Do you have a band for us?
I do, and it is
Lily? Any band. Literally any band.
Name a song that has to do with storms.
Name your favorite singer in the whole entire world. As a teenager.
As a teenager?
But in June. But like only during summer months.
That would have been Lana Del Rey. But we did that last week.
This is
Lily's improv skills.
I'm gonna do Avett Brothers.
Everyone at home has fallen asleep for the past minute. You can wake up. You say the who?
I can't even think of what they would.
The Jonas Brothers?
Avett Brothers.
The Avett Brothers.
Avett.
Andrew does have a reel to show us right now.
That's good. That's right.
I can't even think of this song. Right.
It's I Would Be Sad.
Oh. And I would be sad.
Because Andrew has a reel. All
right.
That was not worth it.
No.
I sent it to you guys. I think the scariest thing is Mother Nature. So I found a crazy video of some storm chasers.
Mother Nature.
Here we go.
Tell me when to click it.
You sent us individually?
What's the audio situation?
As a group.
On Instagram?
Mine's individual.
Yeah, mine is too.
Oh, I thought I did as a group.
What's the audio situation?
Yeah, you can do audio.
You may do audio?
You, got, you always
say
do.
One, two, three. One, two,
one, two, three, go.
We gotta go east.
Okay. So
wait, no, I saw this, though.
That's a big night.
Oh, I did see this. So these guys, there's a tornado coming for them. And they're in a car. And at the top it says, we got trapped inside a tornado.
And they do.
I wonder what happens.
Golly.
Now, have you watched this whole video before?
I have, yeah. And they're, it's crazy.
Skip forward, Andy.
Or hold, okay. look at the power line.
Oh, danger.
Oh, jeez. Golly,
so that's,
dude.
The power line goes down. It's like sparking all around them. That's what actually traps them there.
Oh, jeez. Dude, that's gnarly. That is gnarly, man.
Can you get electrocuted?
Yeah.
Oh, big time.
I mean, in the car?
You're probably safe from in the car.
Oh, yeah, big time.
Listen, this happens to me. That happens to me twice a week.
Dude, that car after, and then he's just like sitting with mud on his face crying at the end.
Oh, my gosh, crying so hard.
You'd be kissing the ground, dude.
The screaming, though, when the guy is screaming, you're like.
What was the one? Remember the one I showed you? Which one?
Which one? It was another guy. It's a terrifying situation, but he got caught in a tornado too.
He's asking for him.
This truck was just going, and his like window blew out, and he's just going, "Help me! Help me!"
It's like, who's gonna help you?
Yeah, dude, you just gotta ride it out, man.
It's so crazy that you're laughing at that.
I know.
He's just yelling, "Help me!"
You show me the same thing too, and you're like, it's so funny, right? And I'm like, no, it's really sad.
He's fine. He lived.
Yeah, true.
If he died, then I wouldn't be laughing. But like, he was completely fine.
Yeah, 100%.
He's going, help me. No one's going to help you.
Yeah, no.
No one can help you. Oh, someone needs my help.
Yeah, that'd be like if those guys, you know, one of those guys peed his pants in that truck.
Oh yeah.
And he will be made fun of for it because everything's fine. Everything's good.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's okay.
Oh.
Dude, tornadoes are scary, man.
Yeah.
We luckily weren't in town whenever the Joplin one came through.
Yeah.
But golly, dude, 160 people gone. Yeah. And just like no preparation. Just no warning at all except for 10 minutes. It's just like,
man,
gone, that's dude.
Terrible.
I encountered my first real one in Texas. We were at the mall with Paige hanging out around Dallas, and then like, you know, all the warnings start going off, and I'm used to water spouts here in Florida on the coast, which are basically nothing. So I'm treating it like that, and everybody else is freaking out. The mall we're in actually forces everybody into a corridor. It's like, this is weird. Long story short, we're on the way home, and there are literally cars that have been like thrown all over the highway.
This thing, like, OP.
It came like this close, and my mindset was like, whatever, and then I realized
that's probably good though.
You
probably would have panicked.
Paige, like, I was Paige's rock because she was freaking out. I was like, it's fine.
Yeah, it's scary because I remember before I came down here, there was a time I was like a month away from moving down here, and I was texting, and you were like, you ready to move? And then we lived on top of a hill, and we were just having a tornado wipe through the city real quick and have my trampoline fly like 100 feet in the air. I was like, yeah, I think I'm ready to come down to Florida.
Let's get away from that. How you doing? What are you doing right now?
Can I come now? Can I come more?
It's funny. It's like no matter where you move, though, in the world, there's always something.
Yeah.
We got hurricanes.
Yeah. Then you go Montana. It's like you get like freezing cold weather all of the time.
Yeah, like those blizzards that will just like
ruin your life.
Yeah. You'll be like stuck indoors and like lose electricity.
Grizzly bears.
What's the safest place in the world to live?
Nantucket.
Nantucket, baby.
It's right up here.
I don't.
It's my safe
sunny
place.
And 75 year round.
The safest place to live, man. I don't know.
I don't know.
Georgia,
that, right? Georgia. I mean, I don't know.
Honestly,
Vermont, probably.
No.
Probably Georgia.
In the world or in U.S.
U.S.
What's your guesses?
Crime rate's pretty high in Georgia.
Where are you going to Georgia? I'm talking about the sticks. Going down a dirt road in the middle of nowhere in Georgia.
Maybe North Carolina, but not the coast.
Statistically, the safest place is Nashua, New Hampshire.
What?
But if you think...
I can't believe that.
New Hampshire?
I believe that, obviously it's a true statistic, but in reality, the safest place is the place we don't know yet.
Yeah.
It's because there's bunkers all around this country. It's like, so we don't really know what the safest place is. I bet there's people that would
have
some pretty good debates, though. Yeah. Yeah.
But quality of life.
Right?
We're not talking about quality of life. We're talking about the safest place.
What about
two different topics?
Hey, I may not have my legs, but at least I'm sleeping at night, you know,
yeah.
with a locked door.
Yeah.
that just imply that you have to give up safety for quality.
Mm. Yeah, because you think of like Indonesia and stuff. Beautiful place to live. But tsunamis.
Tsunamis.
When's the last
time? Did you say legs or leg? Legs.
Legs. I'm assuming I lose limbs and during this apocalypse, but at least I'll be safe. I'm climbing over the
barbed wire. Now it's an apocalypse?
Yeah, I'm assuming. Like, no, when all things go crazy. Like,
we were talking about like natural disaster stuff, I thought.
Yeah, I'm talking about the safest place, I guess. I went down a different road. I was going. I'm doomsday prepping over here.
I may not have my legs, but I'm safe. I
was all like, right.
Wait, how did we get here?
I don't know what that does with, has to do with tsunamis, but sure.
Oh. But speaking of natural disasters, everyone listen. Have you heard of the alien ruins in China?
No.
There's this place, and it's called. Jeez.
Just pronounce what you got.
Mount Baigong. Okay. Baigong.
Mount Baigong.
I'm going to stick with that. Mount Baigong.
Yeah.
Cool.
B-A-I-G-O-N-G.
That was his name-o.
Baigong. Mount Baigong. And it's in, I'm not going to even pronounce.
That was a good joke, right?
What did you say?
I said, and that was his name-o.
That's good. Yeah. Okay. Sorry.
I was like, there's going to be at least one commenter that's going to hear it, so it'll be fine.
That's funny. That's good. But yeah, it's in this part of China that's so remote. And Qingcheng. You guys, I'm sorry. Q-I-N-G-H-A-I. Qingkai?
Just do one for the
okay, Qingdai, China.
Boom.
Hey, that sounds good.
I liked it.
But this guy, this archaeologist from China, his name is Bei Yu. That's correct because I remember listening to his name.
Yeah,
also, I originally heard about this on the Y Files, and then I went down the rabbit trail and read the actual article from Bei Yu.
Nice.
But he's an archaeologist from that region, and he went to this place in 1996 and was dumbfounded at what he saw. Because this place is like so remote, like no one goes to this place because it's like desolate and desert. But it's right next to these two lakes, and they call them the Sister Lakes or the Sweetheart Lakes. That's what they call them. Okay. And one lake is salt water and one lake is fresh water right next to each other. Super weird.
Okay.
But he said, we came there and said, there are no signs of life at all in the wide lake, and the sharp mountains are also lifeless, as if they have experienced a massive fire. It seems that the scenery here did not originate from Earth, but from another planet in outer space.
Mm.
And then he saw this mountain that was like triangular shape. Turns out it's man-made.
What?
And he goes to the cave entrance, which has a triangle door.
What?
Or an opening.
Illuminati.
And he goes in, and he discovers around this pyramid thing, and inside this pyramid, there's these iron pipes that are just like everywhere. And
how old is this thing?
He's saying he guesses, what did he say? He guessed like 150,000 years old.
Steel pipes?
Iron pipes. And he said they, when he first got there, he measured some of them, and some of them had the diameter of 18 inches.
Big.
And then some of them had went as small as the diameter of a grain of rice.
What?
An iron pipe that was hollowed through the like a grain
Why?
Of rice
Why?
Size.
Also, how is that possible at that time?
Listen. And then he discovered another set of pipes that a full-grown human could walk through.
What?
And they would lead down to the lake. And so they tested the metal on these pipes.
Mm-hmm.
And 8% of the material of these pipes you cannot find on our periodic table.
It possesses like an element.
An element that does not exist on Earth or has not been discovered yet.
Can I chuck a little theory in here?
Sure.
So he said that like the, I don't know. What if this area has suffered and is regrowing from like nuclear winter or something like that?
Ooh. Yeah. Yeah, it could be. He says what he observed, he says it looks like a basically like a space station because this part of China, the air is so thin and like there's like no moisture that like at nighttime, it's like one of the best places in China to like observe the stars and stuff.
Wow, cool.
But they also tested some of the pipes. What is that?
The pipes?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, cool. Wow.
Yeah, so they tested one of the pipes, wow. And they found, basically, I forget the technical term for it, but it's quicklime. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of quicklime.
No.
But it is a conductor of energy. So basically, the Wi-Fi guy said this, but if you pour 1 liter of water and combine it with 7 pounds of quicklime, it generates 3.5 million megajoules, which is the same amount of energy, or it's equivalent to a gallon of gas.
Wow.
So some of these pipes were filled with it, and they would lead down to the lake. And so it's almost like this quicklime stuff in the pipes with the lake, it was producing energy to the pyramid.
Oh, and my goodness.
A lot of similarities.
And there's no answers to this? Like, there's
no. And this is what he's saying. It's so remote and so hard to get to, and outside foreigners are not allowed to go into this region of China without a permit. And it's apparently really hard to get a permit.
Completely restricted.
Yeah. Golly. Not completely. It's just like, it's really, really difficult to get out there.
Yeah.
But he said the similarities between this pyramid, there's so many similarities that match up with the pyramids in Egypt.
Oh, man.
And of it being like, because remember the theory we talked about, the pyramids basically being able to harness and distribute energy or electricity?
Yeah.
This thing is set up the exact same way, to where it's by a body of water. The pyramids are built over water. Like, so there's water like way down below the pyramids, or there was. And Tesla designed his Tesla Tower the exact same way that the pyramids would have been built, and this pyramid, with free energy. So it's like harnessing energy from the atmosphere.
And there's no way, like, there's something weird to that, because like, how does it all set up so different cultures, thousands of miles apart?
Yeah.
Oh, that's creepy, dude.
Sometimes I'm telling you, it goes back. It's all connecting.
That's an eerie place to be. I can't imagine like just standing there. That'd be scary, dude.
But quicklime too. Once the water evaporates, because they show a video of it, but like when you pour water into quicklime, it's like just. Mm-hmm. Giving off some like heat.
Yeah.
And then when the water evaporates, the quicklime goes back to its original state.
So it's like a reusable form of energy.
Yes. And so, but it's also weird that there's a salt water lake and then a freshwater lake.
That's so weird. Like, how does that happen right naturally?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And so it's like, because you use salt water for different reactions.
Yo,
chemical reactions.
They need to put on a hazmat swimsuit if such a thing exists.
Yeah.
And they need to go dive those lakes and see if it's actually just a big pool.
Yeah.
There's concrete on the bottom of it.
Or there's something down there, yeah. But there's also rocks around this whole pyramid thing that are, like, standing up, like, super weird. And, like, it looks so unnatural. And that's why he was saying that looking at it and observing it, it looks like something not of this world.
Yeah.
Yeah, creepy. That's so weird.
Yeah.
That's such an eerie thing to think about. Just, like, how old it is, how ancient it is, and the fact that there might have been a different... Just like you said, a different reset or nuclear winter or something like that.
Well, it made me think of, I mean, just like we talked about, it's becoming part of every podcast now.
We need to call it Nephilim, our butterflies.
Yeah, for real. But I mean, the fallen angels, dude, of like them teaching this technology. And you read of the stories from Plato talking about Atlantis and their technology that they possessed, and not even ancient Egyptians, but like, before the Egyptians, with like the pyramids and the Sphinx, and like then you go over to South America and then to Wales, and like just all these different places to where it's like there's a continuity,
recurring theme,
yeah, and like, of just like around the entire world,
yeah,
and it's just like it's weird,
mm-hmm.
The only way that we can rationalize that happening in every culture would be, I guess there's like three different avenues. Like one of them would be they're all being taught the same thing by one group of people, or they have the ability to travel and intermingle in a way that we don't see in our history books.
Yeah.
Or three, pyramids are just a thing in human beings' minds. They're like, we got to make it triangular and like tall.
Yeah.
Which I don't see that happening.
Yeah, I don't either. There's too much.
And both one and two are so intriguing because it's like, what do we not know?
But even with like, because I mean, really like in the vision of Ezekiel, where it talks about the angels coming to and fro from earth and that they were traveling, it said in a wheel within a wheel. and wherever the wheel went, the angel went. And I'm like, they didn't know how to describe a flying saucer or a UFO, you know? And they talked about the rims of these wheels that looked like that had eyes on it. I'm like, lights.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know, man.
Yeah.
And it's like, so like, could this be a place where these fallen angels landed their stuff?
Yeah.
Because I mean, there's stone carvings in like the Mayans and Aztecs where it looks like these dudes are in like a spaceship, bro.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. And think about too what like their strategy would be. Like, why would fallen angels want to equip man with these resources and this knowledge? And it's because that's extremely displeasing to the Lord. Like, because
also they're surviving like outside of their heavenly realm now. So it's like, so now they're doing whatever they want.
But they also want to be treated as gods. Yeah. You know, like they're, because of their immense power and with knowledge.
With that knowledge, it comes power. Yeah.
And then, there's been people that speculate that these Nephilim and fallen angels, that's where you get like Greek mythology and like all this, everything that we have is derived from fallen angels.
Yeah.
What
if that bacteria is Nephilim bacteria?
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
And that's what's keeping them immortal.
Whoa. That guy's like, man, I really want to build a pyramid right now.
Oh, man. It's like
the Santa Claus with Tim Allen where he wakes up with a beard, but every morning he wakes up, he's like 5 inches taller.
That's so funny. He's really good at keeping like house plants and stuff like that.
Yeah. I have like way more stuff.
I have a kind of a thing that has to do with a lake that's kind of creepy. Speaking of lakes.
Okay. This can be our last thing.
Okay, cool. Yeah. It's called the Lake Nyos Disaster, or Nyos. I don't know how you pronounce it. N-Y-O-S.
Yeah.
Okay, this happened. Let me check the year. This happened a long time ago. But imagine the scary feeling of you're in this tiny little village, right?
Okay.
Tiny little village. You wake up and you walk outside, and it's quiet. Everyone that used to be walking around, bustling around in the mornings, not there.
Okay.
Goes and knocks on the neighbor's door. No one's answering. Peeks in the house.
Where is this?
People are dead.
Whoa. Sorry. I'm cutting off your story flow.
No, you're good.
But where was this?
I have it right here. I just want to double check. I didn't want to keep looking back.
Lake Nyos?
Lake Nyos disaster. It's absolutely scary.
I totally ruined your flow. I'm so sorry.
No, you're good.
I said I'm sorry. Why are you attacking me still?
Let me just Google it.
It's okay. Just continue the story. Andrew can Google it while you're...
What are we trying to answer?
Lake Nyos?
Cameroon? Yeah. Where's Cameroon at? Who knows? Wherever Cameroon's at. So this is on August 21st, 1986. This guy goes around and he's noticing... A lot of people are missing. A lot of people are not where they should be. So they're going around. Police from other counties are heading over to this city. 1,700 people just mysteriously dead in this tiny town. All of the livestock dead.
What?
All because of a nearby lake. And it took them a while to find out why. Because this lake... I'm going to read this. Periodically belches a cloud of invisible carbon dioxide gas that suffocates everything within a 16-mile radius.
Oh, literally my worst fear.
And so all of these people died and their livestock, and people didn't know for months, I believe, like the true reason behind it. And what it is, it's just absolutely terrifying thinking about it because it... belches this diffused carbon dioxide, and it's a cloud that shot up at 60 miles an hour.
Whoa.
And then it's heavier than air. So it comes down and covers this city, killing 1,700 people.
Why did that guy live? Did he have like sleep apnea or something?
I'm not sure what it was. I think maybe part of it was ventilation being outside and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure, but wild story. And
crazy.
I get like that's a true horror movie. Yes. Waking up and just seeing 1,700 people in your town dead.
Yo, that's wild.
Yeah, super scary. So I want to know more about it, but golly, it's just something I read and I was like, this is so scary.
Hey, you know something? That's an argument to get these alarms in our house. Josh won't let me get carbon monoxide detectors because we don't have gas in our house at all. And he's like, there's nothing that would put off carbon monoxide. What about the lake?
Yeah, what about the lake? You're right next to a lake, dude. You have no idea when that's going to open up for a belch.
Yeah. All right.
And then all your livestock you dead.
Yep.
You can,
buy them.
You can get them?
Yeah.
You know what? Book them. Book them, honey.
That's creepy.
Right?
So creepy. Yeah.
It's going to be so funny cutting all these reels up.
Yeah, when I'm just like, they're like, yeah. Are we going to just pretend this guy's not dressed up as a...
I'm going to be like, whoa.
Hodgepodge. Voldemort. It literally is like paper mache. There's toilet paper on this. There's tape and everything.
I'm going to save this stuff. I'm sorry, guys, who aren't part of the Patreon, but maybe you should join it because I'm going to save the rest of the stuff I have for a half episode.
I got some spooky stuff, too. Got some Halloween stuff.
So, guys, if you want to hear the spooky stuff and all the other stuff, maybe go check out our Patreon for more content.
Yeah. It's going to be worth it, I promise.
All right.
Happy Halloween, guys.
Happy Halloween.
This was a good one.
Happy Halloween.
I can't breathe.
Expecto Patronum! Yeah! Love you guys. Oh, wait, make sure to review our stuff.
Yeah. Like, and share, tell a friend about the podcast.
5 stars everywhere.
Hey, we're trying to get to 1 million before the end of the year. Yes. 1 million subscribers on YouTube.
We're at like over 700,000.
Yeah, and this time,
750.
And this time last year, we were around 80,000.
Yeah.
So you guys are killing it.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
If you're watching this, please subscribe. Go tell your friends to subscribe. Every person watching this.
Go tell.
10 people.
Go tell your favorite Harry Potter nerd.
Yeah.
About our podcast.
Oh, yeah. They're going to love this.
Yeah.
Do we look like a bunch of just cosplayers?
Probably. Not very. Okay. Minimal effort. Except you. Yeah. Did all the effort.
Just from up here.
Johnny Dogs.
Johnny Dogs.
All right. Love you guys.
I love you. Bye.
Bye.
Butterfly.
The butterfly is no doubt one of God's
most powerful. Has to empty your mind.
You learn martial arts.
It doesn't matter.
Just use that sound bite like Complex does at the end of Power.
Once I make my move, the queen will take me. Then you're free to check the king. No, Ron, no. Harry, to you that has to go on. I know it.